弟兄们平安，今天很开心也看到儿童主日学过媒体的参与这个崇拜。今天非常高兴能够看到儿童主日学过我们一起参加崇拜。
This morning we're glad to see the children joining us in worship this morning.
今天我们所要看的经文是约翰福音第三章十四到二十一节。
The passage we'll be studying this morning is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 14.
Okay. 这时候让我们一起开声来念这个这段经文。
Let's actually read out the passage this morning.
你可以使用这个华语或是使用英语一起来念这段的经文。
Okay, let's apologize. So let's read this passage this morning together, English or Chinese, either one is good.
来，我们一起来开始念这段的经文。
Okay, let's read this out loud.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必须照样被举起来，要使一切信他的人都得永生。上帝爱世人，甚至将他独一的儿子赐给他们。叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。因为上帝差他的儿子到世上来，不是要定世人的罪，而是要使世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人已经被定罪了，因为他不信上帝独一儿子的名。光来到世上，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，这就定了他们的罪。二十节，凡作恶的人都恨恶光，不来接近光，恐怕他的行为被暴露。但实行正义的人就来救光，为要显明他的行为是靠上帝而行的。让我们再一次的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神
，Dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你让我们今天来到教会来这里来参加崇拜和赞美你。
And thank you again for the opportunity to come into church this morning to sing praises to you and to praise you.
当我们来去宣讲和聆听你话的时候
，As we speak your words and listen to your words, Lord.
愿你的灵在我们心中运行。
May your spirit continue to work in our hearts.
不论是宣讲的或是聆听的，都得蒙你话的这个帮助和造就。
Whether those the words the speaker or those who are listening, Lord, just want to pray that Lord, your word will indeed work miracles in our lives.
我们如此的祷告祈求。
All this we pray.
我是奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名求的。
In your most precious name, Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，请问这个救护车这个上面，它有贴了或者印上了有些什么特别的这个标记？
So, brothers and sisters, let's take a look at this image, the ambulances that we see, what patterns or designs are fixed on them.
或是说它有什么图案在这个很明显的在这个救护车这个上面。
So, what is obviously being appended or fixed on the ambulances?
有看到什么吗？哪一个图案？
Any symbols?
哪些图案？是不是好像有条蛇的那个图案在那边，对吗？
Do you see a symbol with a snake on it?
请问知道这个图案的什么名字吗？怎么称这个名字吗？
Does anyone know what exactly the symbol what the symbol means?
有谁知道有在医院工作的吗？还是
anyone who works in the medical field who is familiar with this?
什么名字啊？
What is it called?
那叫做生命之星。
It's referred to as the star of life.
然后呢，它又代表什么意义呢
？And what exactly is the significance of the symbol？
什么有什么意义啊？为什么用这个图案放在那个救护车上面
？So why do they put this on ambulances？
它就是用于说现在来去给人家说去识别，这是一个紧急这个医疗服务的一个符号来的。
So it's synonymous with EMS emergency medical services。
而这个符号呢，有蛇跟那个权杖那边呢，它其实有这个典故或者是由来，有几种的说法。
So there are several versions as to the origin of this serpent and twine rod that we see in the symbol.
而第一个说法呢，就是说啊，这个据说是纪念一位叫做啊，在古腊神话里面呢，这个叫做阿斯克勒斯比尔的这位所谓的医疗之神，或是说那个伟大的神医。
So the first version is to commemorate this deity in Greek mythology by the name of Asclepius, and he is actually known as the miracle doctor or healing and medicinal arts.
而据说他手上呢是有拿着一这个杖呢，他上面挂着一条蛇。
And it was said that he carried with him a staff, and the staff has a winding snake on it.
而第二个说法呢，之所是依据圣经中就是记载，摩西呢以这个红铜呢造了一条蛇的形状呢，将它挂在一根的这个柱子上。
And the second version was again according to biblical records that Moses casted the form of a serpent with bronze on a pole on a rod.
当时若是有人看到被毒蛇咬到了，只要看或者是说仰望这个所谓的铜蛇呢，就会得到这个医治或者是痊愈。
So if someone were to be bitten by a poisonous snake back in the days, all they had to do was to gaze into this bronze snake and he or she would be healed and would recover.
所以呢，一般现在的救护车呢都会贴或者是印上这样一个生命之星在这个车的上面。
So therefore ambulances these days in the modern days would typically be affixed with this star of life.
它主要是说作为告诉别人说，当你看见了救护车呢，你会具有这个医治的这个希望，然后呢，你的生命呢也得以活过来的这个意涵在里面。
And the point being, if you were to see this vehicle, it will bring about hope of healing, and that your life, that lives would be saved with this vehicles.
当刚才所提到说发生在这个圣经的故事呢，它其实是记载在民数记第四章第二十一章第四到第九节。
So the biblical story that we spoke to just now is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9.
以色列人当时他们从这个所谓的何尔山呢要去绕过以东地呢，要往这个红海那个方向去。
So the Israelites back in time traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea and to go around Edom.
而在路上呢，他们其实他们心中很烦躁，然后呢，那些百姓呢就向上帝来和这个摩西呢来发出这个怨言。
So the people grew impatient along the way, and they spoke against God and against Moses.
就跟他就说，哎呀，你们为什么把我们从埃及领上来呢？是我们死在旷野呢？他们抱怨是因为说当时没有粮食，也没有水跟食物等等。
And they complained, they griped, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There was no bread and there's no water.
当他抱怨之后呢，我们就看到经文第六节这么说，耶和华就派那个火蛇进入到他们的百姓当中去咬他们，以致以色列的人呢死了许多百姓。
And then in verse 6 it says, the Lord sent venomous snakes among them, and they bit the people and many Israelites died.
那百姓就到摩西那里说，哦，我们有罪了，因为我们向耶和华和你发这个怨言，求你向耶和华祷告，叫蛇离开我们。
And then the people then came to Moses and said, we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us.
我们就看到摩西呢为这个百姓来向上帝祷告，然后呢看到什么事发生呢？第八第九节说，耶和华就对摩西说，你要造一条火蛇，然后挂在这个杆子上，凡是不咬的呢，一望这个蛇呢就必存活。
Then we saw that Moses prayed, indeed prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on the pole. Anyone who has bitten can look at it and live.
然后摩西就造了一条铜蛇，然后呢将它挂在这个杆子上，凡是被蛇咬的呢，一望那个铜蛇呢就活过来了。
So Moses made a bronze snake, put it up on the pole. Then anyone who was bitten by a snake can look at the bronze snake and they will live, and they lived.
而同学们，从这个整件事情上我们看到什么呢？
And from this whole event, brothers and sisters, what exactly do we see?
我们首先看见说以色列人呢，他们在旷野来去抱怨，然后以致得罪了神，遭到上帝的这个惩罚。
And we saw that the Israelites griped and grumbled in the wilderness, and they sinned against God, and were subsequently punished.
当百姓所愿意来去做这个悔改认罪的时候呢，摩西也为百姓向上帝祷告祈求。
And when the people were willing to repent, Moses as well prayed to God for the people.
我们看到什么事发生呢？就看到说，因着 他的慈爱跟他的恩典呢，使到他们得蒙这个赦罪之恩。凡是被蛇咬的呢，只要他们看那条蛇呢，就会得到这个医治。
And we saw God's infinite love and endless grace, and by that they were forgiven. And for those who were bitten by the snakes, they could look up at the snake and be healed.
而从这样一个仰望或者是说得到医治的过程里面呢，让我们能够学到一个很重要的功课。
And this process of looking up at and healing actually allowed us to glean a very important lesson.
就是你要对这个能够这个上帝呢要有这个信心。
That indeed is important to have faith in our Lord.
只要你有信，所望那个所谓的铜蛇呢，就能够得到存活下来。
Because simply to believe and by looking at the snake, you would heal and survive. You would indeed heal and survive.
你要信的不是那条铜蛇，而是说你要信那个铜蛇背后的那个上帝，他能够带给你这个医治。
And you indeed are not believing or trusting the bronze snake, but the one behind this, the bronze snake, which is the Lord of faith.
这告诉我们说，人只要说去遵行上帝的吩咐，信跟依靠他的恩典呢，就可以得到拯救跟这个存活。
What we learn from this is that man only has to follow God's commands and believe and lean on the grace of God, and you will be saved, live and survive.
请问你真的相信吗？
It is something you really believe in.
你们相信吗？
Do you believe this?
相不相信？好，没事。再第二个，我们不单哦。在里面是还有第二个那个经文，看你们大家信的程度有多少哈。我们信也信他所从他口中所发出的这个话语呢。
And we also believe in his spoken words, words spoken by God.
就是说，上帝说这句这样呢，就能够带来这个新的创造、医治跟这个拯救。
That his spoken words will indeed bring about new creation, healing, deliverance, and salvation.
就好像我们看到创世纪第一章的第三节这么说。上帝说要有光，就有了光。
And key into what we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, When God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
而从这里呢，就我们看到说，就是上帝他的话语呢，是充满了这个能力，因为只要他说有，然后就会有。
And we see that indeed the words of God are, is immensely potent when he said, Let there be, and there was.
而在这个诗篇第107篇呢，19到21节也是这么的告诉我们说。
And in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verses 19 through 21, it tells us this.
他口中所发出的言语呢，能够带来很大这个力量。
That the words, his spoken words can indeed bring about immense power.
第19到21节这么说，于是他们在极难中来去哀求耶和华。他就拯救他们脱离这个祸患，他发出自己的话语来医治他们，救他们脱离阴府。但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所做的奇事都称谢他。
In verse 19, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind.
而这段的经文或者你看整篇的诗篇107篇呢，它帮助我们可以知道。
And this short passage or the chapter 107, book of Psalms, it allows us to learn this.
当人因着对上帝的那种的叛逆或者是说遭受了这个所谓的患病的苦楚。
When a man had to endure pain or suffering as a result of illnesses.
或者是说落在极难。黑暗无助甚至临近死亡
on the stage of dire straits and darkness with immense helplessness or even to this point of near death
只要说愿意将心来去归向上帝呢他会施恩怜悯然后垂听呼喊哀求的这个声音
and all they have to do is to turn their hearts back to God from disobedience God will show them grace and mercy and listen to the cry of supplication
然后上帝呢就会借助他发出的这个话语呢来去给予这个拯救因为上帝的话语呢是具有这个很大的这个能力
And God would bring about deliverance with the spoken words because the word of God is indeed immensely potent and mighty
当人去在生命里面遭受到很多好像不如意或者说不顺心事情的时候呢
？And when indeed in a man's life journey, we have a lot of unforeseen downs and ups.
然而，上帝会因着他的慈爱，给予我们这个守护和这个保佑。
But God's love and kindness will bring about protection and blessings for us.
只要我们信上帝就，只要他发出他的话语呢，就必带来这个新的创造、医治或者是富有。
And we have to believe. All we have to do is to believe that in His spoken word will bring about new creation, healing, and protection.
这是诗篇107篇告诉我们的。
This is what the book of Psalms chapter 107 tells us.
请问你真的相信他所说的吗？
Do you really believe in this?
请问你们相信吗？
Do you fervently believe in this?
非常好。让我再看第三段经文哈。
Let's take a look at the third passage.
让我们再看福音书的经文就是约翰福音第三章记载耶稣因着跟尼哥底母讨论这个重生的这个道理。
Let's take a look at chapter 3, book of John, when Jesus discussed the principle of being reborn with Nicodemus.
开始的时候呢，他是使用以西结书呢这个背景呢来去讲述关于水和这个灵的两个范畴来解释这个重生。
So first he utilized the backdrop of the book of Ezekiel, leveraging the domain of water and spirit to try to explain this notion of rebirth.
然后呢，在第十四节里面呢，他就引用了摩西在旷野举行这个举起这个铜蛇的铜蛇的事件。
And then he thereafter in verses and verse 14 he cited again Moses lifting up the rod the serpent and twine rod in the wilderness.
然后呢，就希望说能够帮助尼哥底母呢，能够去更加了解这个重生的奥秘。
And there was hope that we'll be able to give Nicodemus a more tangible understanding of this mystery of being reborn.
当耶稣引用了这个历史事件之后呢，我们就看见在这个后面呢第十四个十五节他这么说。
And then immediately after making reference to this historical event, Jesus followed up with this in verse 15.
他说：“人子也必须照样被举起来。”要使一切信他的人都得永生。
So the Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him.
请我们特别注意看这边有一个词，就是说被举起来这个动词。
So let's focus on this active verb, lifted up.
在这个约翰福音里面呢，它其实具有两个的这个意义的解释。
So in the book of John, there is actually two explanations of the significance of this verb.
可以说第一个的解释就是说耶稣会被人呢举起，然后就是被钉在十字架上。
So the first alluded to Jesus at some point being lifted up or raised to be crucified on the cross.
而第二个呢，就是说耶稣呢被举起呢，就是具有涵盖说他的受死，他得荣耀，还有吸引万人来归向他。
And the second, this lifting up of Jesus will encompass his crucifixion to his being glorified, to his eventual leading many to return to him.
意思就是说，耶稣的受死、复活和升天呢，显明他完成了整个这个拯救的工作。
Meaning that his crucifixion, his resurrection, and ascension is a manifestation that he has completed his redemptive works.
不过有点我们要注意的。
But there's a point that we have to notice, to focus on.
就是摩西他在旷野举起那个铜蛇的事件，跟耶稣被举起完成拯救的工作呢，两者之间虽然说有这个相同的地方，但是却有很大差别的这个意义。
So comparing the two events, Moses lifting up the pole with a bronze snake and Jesus being lifted up in the completion of his redemptive works, both share commonalities and yet they have various significance as well.
差别是就是说，当时候的以色列人。他们仰望了铜蛇呢，暂时呢，他们得到在世上存活下来。
So for the Israelites back in the day of Moses, when they look up to the snake, they live and survive, though only transiently in this world.
而在这里，耶稣用这样一个历史事件呢，就是给我们看见一切仰望和相信耶稣的人呢，不但可以在世上得到这个丰盛的生命。在他就是耶稣里面呢，也能够得着永生。
And Jesus leveraging this historical event, he wanted to convey the point that those who look up and believe in Jesus, not only will they have a fulfilling life, on this land, but in him, in Jesus, they will also receive eternal everlasting life.
这就是两者之间很大不同的这个意义。
So this is the major difference between the two.
对约翰来说, 永生呢是指向将来时代的这个生命。
To John, everlasting life refers to life in generations to come.
或者是说永恒的生命, 它是从上帝和灵而生的这个重生的生命。
Or eternal life is life from rebirth being granted by God and the Holy Spirit.
而在这个约翰福音3章16节, 我相信大家是非常的熟悉, 也喜爱的一段的经文。
So I'm sure everyone is very familiar and fond of this verse, Book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音其实3章16到21节呢，这短短的6节经文让我们看见了什么呢？
So this part of chapter 3 in the book of John, verses 16 to 21, does that, this short six verses, what does that tell us?
这个约翰福音3章16到21节，让我们再度的看见上帝的爱，他以这个很具体的这个行动，就是将他的独一的儿子呢，来赐给了我们，然后呢，也付上这个代价。 然后在这个被钉在十字架上，然后使一切信他的人呢，能够得到这个永生。
So these short verses again allow us to witness the love of God that he took concrete tangible actions, did not hesitate to spare or to sacrifice his only son to pay in full the hefty cost of life that whoever would believe in him would have eternal life.
而且呢，耶稣其实他来到世上，他不是说要定人的罪。
And for Jesus to come into this world is not to condemn people here, but rather for the world to be saved through him.
很可惜的就是说，很多人却不愿意相信，也不接受他的这个救赎的恩典。But
regrettably, many were unwilling to believe, and many did not receive his redemptive grace.
反而会继续选择走向这个黑暗的这个。 离行走，然后呢，导致罪的结局呢，就是被定罪而走向这个灭亡。
But instead, they made the choice to walk in darkness and be condemned on the road towards destruction as their end game.
当然，一般人也会很关切的，就是说，这样你讲的话，那些被定罪的人是否有改变这个可怕事实的可能性？
I think for most who listen to this, the most I think question in their mind would be: Is this still conceivable to alter this dreadful outcome for those who have been condemned?
弟兄姐妹们，请问有没有可能有改变这个已经被定罪的这个事实的可能性？
So brothers and sisters, is it conceivable to alter this outcome for those who have been condemned?
有吗? 有还是没有?
Is there a yes or is there a no?
有,是吗? 那你跟你左右前后说有,原因是真,答案是什么? 为什么会有?
And why is that the case?
告诉你左右前右,有是什么? 是因为经文有告诉我们,
because the passage tells us so.
因为在经文第十八节里面他说，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人已经被定罪了，因为他不信上帝独一儿子的名。
Because in verse 18 it tells us, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
所以答案是有的，也是非常的明确。
So the answer is a clear yes and abundantly clear perhaps.
我们从信耶稣这样一个事情上，我们可以看到几件事情。
And this belief, this faith in Christ, it tells us or shows us a few things.
我们凭着信心呢，我们去接受耶稣基督的救恩，我们就能够得到了他给我们的救恩。
Through this faith, we'll be able to receive the saving grace salvation of Jesus Christ.
然后我们不单如此，我们凭着这个信心呢，我们信了耶稣基督，我们也得着了他的死和复活所带的这个祝福和果效。And
through this faith in him, we also be bestowed the blessings brought about by his death and resurrection.
而且呢，第三的，就是让我们看见，就是说，当我们凭着信心来去相信、接受耶稣的基督的救恩呢，我们在基督里呢，我们拥有这个新生命和永生的福分，以这个盼望。
And the third thing to tell that tells us that through this faith in Christ that we'll be able to receive and possess the blessings and hope of new life and everlasting life in Christ.
而且呢，当人选择了这个所谓的相信耶稣基督之后呢，他们都会改变。
And for those who have decided to follow Jesus, they would eventually invariably change.
这些 都是我们因着信耶稣基督之后，我们所得到这么多的这个祝福。
And these are all the blessings that we'll receive when we believe and have faith in Christ.
请问你真的相信吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you believe in this?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天的这个我们透过旧约的这个圣经的经文阅读。
So brothers and sisters, we're studying the Old Testament passages this morning.
还有就是约翰福音这个所谓的经文的信息，帮助我们知道和理解呢三件事情。
So having studied both the OT as well as the message gleaned from the Gospel of John, it provided us with help in comprehending three things.
第一个就是只要我们遵行上帝的吩咐，信跟依靠上帝的慈爱跟恩典呢，我们可以得到拯救以及得以存活。
So by resolutely following God's commands, believe and lean on God's grace and abundant love, we'll be saved and we'll live.
而第二个呢，就是当我们的生命里面，我们可能会遭遇到许多那种我们想不到的那种的困难、那种的患难的事情的发生。然而，上帝却因着他的慈爱呢，他给予我们守护和这个保佑。
So ups and downs again, invariable part of everyone's life journey. But through the law, the love of God, it afforded us safeguarding and blessings.
因为我们信上帝，就是说他发出的这个话语呢，能够带来这个医治和这个给我们这个富有。
Because we believe that God only has to speak, and that would bring about healing and protection.
第三呢，也让我们看见，当我们凭着这个信去相信和接受耶稣基督的救恩呢，我们就能够得到他的死和复活所带来的这个祝福。
And third, when we believe and accept the salvation of Jesus Christ, we'll be able to receive the blessings brought about by His crucifixion and resurrection.
让我们能够在基督里呢，能够拥有这个所谓的新生命和永生的福分，这个盼望。
That will be gifted this blessing and hope of new life and eternal life in Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当你说你要相信接受耶稣基督救恩的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when you say you believe and you want to accept this grace of God, grace of Christ,
你就自然的领受了这么多的这个福分跟祝福。
And then this is the blessings that you receive when you make that decision.
这也是为什么说，当我们向人传福音的时候，当对方说我要愿意接受耶稣基督的时候呢？我们心里是充满的欢喜和快乐。
So therefore, when we evangelize, when the counterparty decides to accept and follow Christ, is why we are filled with joy in our hearts.
因为我们知道，他也同样的像我们一样，领受了这么多的这个福分。
Because we will know that he or she would therefore receive the same blessings that we did receive when we followed and made that move.
而且呢，当我们完全去相信接受的时候呢，我们的这个信仰跟生活呢。的形态也一定跟过去会变得不一样。
When we firmly believe, we know that our walk of faith and our way of life will no longer be the same as it was before.
我们会经历到改变，然后呢，并依靠上帝行出这个真理的这个行为。
We'll experience a process of change, a process of transformation, and the work acts of God, truth, together with reliance on God.
因为保罗在以弗所书第二章一到十节里面也教导和帮助我们说去认识过去和现在的那种的基督徒的这个生活的这个差异。
So because in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10, 1 through 9, Paul as well guided and taught us to be cognizant of this divergence between the past and the present once we make this decision to follow Christ.
在第一到第三节里面呢，他让我们看见说过去我们都可能因着世界的环境、内心罪恶的倾向或者邪恶的势力的影响呢，我们生活在那种卑劣或者是凄惨的过犯罪恶之中，甚至没有力量我们做出这个抵抗或者是改变。
So in verses 1-3, it tells us that I think in the past, perhaps according to the course of the world, our inclination towards sin and our heart of hearts, as well as the influence of evil, our lives tend to be mired in disobedience, wretchedness, transgression of sins to the point of a complete helplessness and powerless to change.
而在第四到第六节里面呢，他告诉我们说，现今我们却因着上帝的慈爱、怜悯，耶稣基督他完成的拯救和救赎的工作呢，使到我们过犯呢能够得以赦免，然后也得蒙到这个救恩。
And in verses 4 through 6, it tells us that now, however, because of the love, mercy of God, the finished redemptive work of Christ, our transgressions will therefore be pardoned, will be saved, and the basis of this is our grace, is God's grace.
在第七跟第九节里面，他就告诉我们说，我们的得救呢，是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，而是上帝所赐的，并与他一同的活过来。
And verse 7 to 9 tells us that this basis, the foundation of the salvation is grace as well as faith. It has nothing whatsoever to do with ourselves, but rather was gifted by God.
当我们依靠圣灵的这个帮助的时候，我们在我们的生活和形态上呢，能够有改变，或甚至说能够行善，活出新生命的这个样式。
And when we trust and lean on the help of the Spirit, we'll be able to make changes in our way of life, to work acts of love and kindness, and to live out this new way of life.
在这里我想跟大家分享一位就是一个歌星的这个生命的见证。
And we kind of like to share about this testimony of this singer, this celebrity.
不晓得你们都认识这位的著名的歌星吗？
Sure, all of you are familiar with who he is.
他叫什么名字啊？Yeah, 小 Justin 对吗？ Yeah. 他很特别，他成名了之后呢，他不断传出那个很负面的很多的新闻。
So after Justin Bieber became famous, he was mired in a lot of negative news.
然后呢，他又吸毒，他又滥用毒品、药物，然后又去打架，然后呢，也去醉酒、去驾车等等等，非常的糟糕。
So a lot of things that you can imagine, drug abuse, drunk driving, fights, what you can think of, he was engaged in.
然后呢？他呢，因为忧郁症发生哦，所以他就慢慢的就离开了所谓的这个演艺圈。
And then thereafter he decided to take a step back from the entertainment circle.
就说他十年前他复出那个要去唱歌的时候呢，他已经是成为了受洗，成为了一位基督徒。
And when he reemerged, he was already baptized as a Christian.
然后我们看到他的生命呢。完全的被改变。
We saw that his life had a 180-degree change.
他不单呢勇敢的承认过去他所犯下的这个错误，他也公开呢在媒体上呢来为上帝来去做见证。
So not only did he courageously admit to the faults and mistakes he had committed, he also at the same time witnessed to the media.
现在让我们来看他的一个视频，他这个见证的视频。然后我很感的就是说看到他在最后的时候呢，有用这个约翰福音三章十六节作为这个影片的结束。
So let's take a look at this video clip. Then there was again good to see that at the end of the clip he used a verse from the book of John chapter 3 verse 16 to conclude this clip.
我们请PA 同工帮我们放这个影片。
Man, I'm tired of religion, you know.I'm tired of religion, I'm tired of division. You know? I just want to know what it looks like to love people, you know. I want to know that Jesus who goes to where the broken people are, you know. No one's got it together, you know.Do got a hope, and his name is Jesus, and he's changed my life.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander.
What do you think Jesus would say?
For me, what took this whole transition to a new level is that I went through an uncomfortable phase.
There was a time where I was sipping lean, I was popping pills, I was doing Molly, you know, shrooms, everything.
I believe in, believe in God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins.
He's the reason I'm here, so I definitely have to, you know, remember that. And, you know, as soon as I start forgetting, you know, I gotta, like, click back and be like, you know, this is why I'm here.
All right, the first case this afternoon is Justin Bieber. Mr. Bieber, you are charged with the following: DUI, alcohol or drugs, resisting without violence, and driving with an expired driver's license. And who is representing the state and who is representing the defense in this case?
Now, Justin Bieber is feeling the stress. His week has been marred by hospitalization and a blow-up with the paparazzi. The larger-than-life 19-year-old finding out supersized fame comes with supersized baggage.
Trouble for Justin Bieber. Police swarming all over his mansion looking for evidence that Bieber egged his neighbor's house.
Fans are freaking out that Justin Bieber is back on meth. The concerning part is that throughout the video, Justin is uncontrollably shaking and appears to be on some heavy drugs.
Justin Bieber is speaking out after being accused of sexually assaulting a woman back in 2014.
Do you think the person that the you of then was on a path of self-destruction? Do you feel that you were on self-destructing? Oh, for sure. 100%. It would have been never going up. It was bad. It would have been, yeah. I don't know if I'd be alive for sure. It was dark. Really dark. So when did you decide to actually move within the guidelines, and how did you find yourself away from, yeah, I believe in Jesus, but I'm going to drink or do drugs or sleep around or all these other distractions? How did you get out of that world? What was the turning point for you?
I think it was my perception of who Jesus really was.
Yeah, I think that I was just, living in this shame, living in all this sort of stuff in my past. I wasn't able to move on. But the more I looked at it, so now I'm not doing, the way I look at my relationship with God and with Jesus is, I'm not trying to earn God's love by doing good things. God has already loved me for who I am before I did anything to earn and deserve it. It's a free gift by accepting Jesus and just giving your life to Him. And what He did is the gift. The forgiveness is the thing that we look at and, you know, I'm going to worship you, God, because you gave me something so good.
Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I have a relationship with Him. I'm able to talk to Him, and really, He's the reason I'm here. So I definitely have to, you know, remember that. And, you know, as soon as I start forgetting, you know, I gotta, like, click back and be like, you know, this is why I'm here.
You may have heard of this man named Jesus. After all, he is the most famous human being in history. For God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, so that whoever believes in Him may not die, but have eternal life.
That we saw from the video that through the salvation of Christ, there's a lot of help and blessings that we receive as a result.
我们能够依靠圣灵的帮助呢，我们在生活形态上呢，不断地去改变跟这个行善，活出新生命的样式。
That we will be able to lean on the help of the Spirit to be able to make changes in our way of life and to live out the new way of life.
但是有一点我必须要告诉大家的。
But there's a point that I want to emphasize.
世界的环境，那种肉体的私欲跟我们的所谓的邪的势力的影响呢，它不会因为你成为了基督徒呢，就会不见掉，消失掉。
So these, what we have read earlier, the course of the world that we live in, the temptation of the flesh, as well as the power of influence of evil, all this will not go away simply because you have taken the decision to believe.
它不但呢不会消失，甚至可能还会加倍的去诱惑你，或者是说来去试探你。
So not only will they not disappear, they will likely intensify in their effort to try to tempt and have you walk away from Christ.
所以呢，我们教会的这个主题呢，我们从这开始，我们提出来说，我们要学习这个信仰生活化，生活信仰化。
And that comes to brings us to our church theme this year, faith and praxis, living in faith.
这不是一个口号说啊，给大家去啊背起来就好，不是的，而是要告诉我们说，这是我们基督徒生活的样式。
And this is not just a model. We don't just pay lip service. This is a way of life as a believer in Christ.
要提醒我们呢，要时常，我们要亲近神，我们要依靠他的帮助。
That we, it's a constant reminder that we have to be close to God and to lean on Him for His help in our walk of life.
我们要以神的这个旨意呢，来去过我们的生活。
That we want to live our life according to God's will.
这样呢，我们才能够说，让我们一直跟神在良好的关系里面呢，能够去维持跟他一起啊过这基督徒生活，才有这个力量去面对各种的试探跟引诱。
That we have a healthy relationship with God, that we're able to walk this walk of journey.
而信仰生活化呢是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to be living in faith?
信仰生活化就是说，把我们基督徒所信仰的这个道理呢，很灵活性的运用在我们日常生活中，我们过这个所谓的行道的生活。
And this simply means to transform the principles of our faith and daily living applications.
而生活信仰化呢
？And to live in faith，
就是在我们基督徒的生活中，我们活出我们所信所学的道理。
And that we actually actualize what we learned from the scriptures, from our relationship with God into our lives.
我们去过着一个遵守这个真理的这个生活。
And we actually live a life according to the truth.
基督徒生活的第一个步骤呢，我觉得最重要的就是舍己。
And I think the first step, the important step in Christian living is to deny ourselves, to self-denial.
直到我们能够脱离罪的这个倾向和私欲，开始尊重人和别人。
So it helps us to walk away from ungodly inclinations and desires, and to respect and love others around us.
另外呢，这个也提醒我们说，我们要学习背起十字架，就是说去顺服神，然后依靠他呢，去面对生活中各种的挑战。
It also reminds us to take up our cross, and we learn to submit ourselves to God and to depend on Him as we face challenges in our daily lives.
第三呢，我们在主里面，我们能够以感恩的心呢，来去度过我们的每一天。我们以这个盼望来期待这个永远的这个生命。
And in Christ, that we learn to live our present lives with gratitude and to look towards the future with hope.
这个就是我们教会在今年以这个信仰生活化、生活信仰化，要希望能够帮助弟兄姐妹们能够在未来的生活里面我们能够怎么的去过我们的生活。
And this is what this actually hope we're hoping to achieve for the theme this year: faith and practice, living in faith.That we'll be constantly reminded as to how we could actually live our lives going forward, fulfilling lives going forward.
这时候让我们做一次再做结束祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and give thanks to you.
感谢赞美你将你的爱子耶稣基督赐给了我们。
I want to give thanks and praise you for having gifted us your beloved Son.
使到我们能够因着信
，so that through the belief, the faith,
我们能够得到你所赐给我们的救恩
，that we'll be able to receive the salvation's redemptive grace you have prepared for us.
使到我们可以因着信
and through this belief,
我们能够领受到你从死里复活升天所带给我们的祝福和这个果效
that we'll be able to receive these blessings brought about by your crucifixion as well as resurrection,
使到我们能够信能够在基督里我们得到新的生命
that indeed when, to believe in Christ we'll be able to receive this new life,
还有我们有这个永生的这个盼望和这个福分
and hope for eternal life as well
也感谢你我们能够因着信我们知道你的话语是充满这个能力
that indeed through this belief and faith Lord we again reminded that your, power, your word is immensely powerful
不管是我们面对任何困难这个艰难的环境里面
so regardless of the difficult predicament we might be facing
我们心中可能会感到很害怕恐惧
Perhaps our hearts are filled with fear and concern
但是我们相信
And yet we believe, we know
你与我们同在
That you are with us
你会帮助我们度过任何的这个环境糟糕的环境
You help guide us through the whatever valleys that we may be through
你会陪伴我们一起走这个艰难的这个道路
That you actually walk with us every step of the way on this difficult journey
因为我们相信
Because we believe,
因着你的爱和拯救
Because through your love and through your salvation,
我们能够在世上过一个丰盛生命的生活
That we will be able to live a fulfilling life on this land
我们能够在这个生活上
In this life
有这个喜乐平安面对我们所面对的一切
That regardless of the situations that we have to face Lord that we will be able to face them with thanksgiving and joy in our hearts
感谢你的爱和这个恩典。
Thank you for your love and for your grace.
我们如此的感恩、祷告、祈求、仰望。
And all this we pray and
乃是奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
In your most holy and precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Indeed, brothers and sisters, although salvation is ours as we work out the salvation in our everyday life, it's not easy.In our response song, which we will take seated, we remember that we follow Jesus, also taking up our cross as we walk with Him. In this season of Lent, let us continue to keep our eyes on Jesus. Jesus, I my cross have taken.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. To the Lord God of our salvation, who has given us the Lamb to die for our sins, and given us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and friend, be to you all our praises, all glory and honor. Dear Lord, we pray for that we are in a world increasingly polarized and fragmented,And as Luke chapter 12 says, father against son, son against father, and that different ideologies are creeping into our lives, influencing our thoughts, we turn to things that actually will fill us. Lord, we pray that we keep our eyes on you, especially this period of Lent. We pray that we do not fall in the ways of the Pharisees who only emphasize on things superficial and not look at the world through your eyes of love. We pray as a church and as a body that we continue to show the love to each other, to build each other up through the love of Christ. To those who have yet to know you as their Lord and Savior, that we are never that even though we are never perfect, we pray that our lives are living testimonies of your grace and your love. Even though we may stumble and we may fall, we may even lose our way, we even fear because we feel lost and helpless, we may struggle, we pray that we are able to show the world that, Lord Jesus Christ, you are strong and you are kind, and we can always turn to you. Because only in you, our Lord God, do the people of this broken world have hope, and that hope has come to us through Christ our Savior. May we receive your love and your blessings as you intend. We pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now let us have a time of offering as we respond to the Word of God. And there are two items on the screen because this is the second Sunday in the month. And the right one is for our mission. Just take note that if this is your first time to be in a church and you don't really know why Christians are making offerings to God, please don't feel obligated to do so. Now, brothers, sisters, and friends, shall we rise for offering? Let's pray. Father God, you are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. Today we give you this offering. With it, we worship you and give our whole selves to you. Please now take it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, please receive the benediction. Go back to the world with the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can be a true witness of God's love. And may the everlasting love of our Heavenly Father, the grace of the Lord Christ Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. before you sit down, you can say hi to the brothers and sisters around you. And Rev. Vikang would like to do the announcement himself. And so please.
Please, please, please. Please,
brothers and sisters.
开声音吗？那个啊，好，谢谢。今天欢迎大家再次来到教会来一起的崇拜。
So I want to welcome everyone again to come worship with us in church this morning.
然后你们来崇拜的时候，一定要常常的要祷告。
And certainly we have to constantly pray when we worship.
特别为着 PA system 来祷告。因为最终的那一段没有播声音出来。
So with, let's continue to pray for the worship service.
好吗？以后我们找到的弟兄姐妹来这里的时候，然后为着弟兄姐妹来参加的祷告，我们为着所有的那个音响系统各方面来祷告，可以吗？
So let's try to come early in the morning and let's pray for all aspects of the worship service every Sunday.
好，谢谢大家。然后我们感谢神，我们从二月三月的时候呢，我们开始介绍给大家去操练，我们叫做这个灵修生活。
So since early February, we've been working on this spiritual training for our congregations.
然后呢，我很感恩的就是我们特别是华英崇拜，我们就请大家去用这个线上做这个灵修的生活。
And for the Chinese worship service, we actually have a online materials that we were encouraging everyone to use.
然后呢，我们也有鼓励所使用另外一本的书，叫做活泼生命。
And then we also have actually encourage our brothers and sisters and use another hard copy called A Lively Life.
A Living Life.
A Living Life.
Yeah. Okay. 它本身呢很感恩的说，反而英文的很快就被卖完了。
And then we were thankful indeed that actually it was actually the English version that was sold out faster.
看见弟兄姐妹们也很愿意去学习怎么在每天有这个灵修的生活。
And then I think it was encouraging to see the brothers and sisters who were willing to learn how to have this spiritual lives of daily.
然后呢，凡是有买这本书的呢，我们也有建立一个群组，大家都在那边看得见，有人会每天呢都会在那边做灵修的分享。
And then for those who actually bought these materials, there were WhatsApp groups that they were included in. You can see that.Those who daily sharings of reflection, so forth.
因为我们知道说一个人灵修是很不容易的，但是需要彼此的来去鼓励，才能够坚持说每一天能够有这个灵修的生活。
So we know that it's difficult to be actually dedicated to devotions daily. So it's actually better for us to see each other's work and to be encouraged by one another.
所以另外我们看见就是在四月份开始的时候，我们想说弟兄姐妹们能够自己呢上去网上去购买这些的书。
And then from next month onwards, we want to encourage brothers and sisters to go online and purchase this book yourself.
所以你们可以说从四月份开始呢，可以透过这个 QR 码去填表格，然后去买这个书，他会寄给买了之后会寄去你的家。
Okay, so from early April, you can actually get on this, just use this QR code and purchase this materials yourself, and they'll be mailed to you, directly.
当然我们在四月份我们也会准备说一些的拿来教会，大概不多，在十本而已。如果你要在教会买的，也可以在四月份。
And we'll also have a few books, maybe about 10 books available for sale in church. We encourage you to do this online.
这是关于我们就是说，在这个大斋节期间，鼓励大家去做这个灵修祷告的一个教会的一个介绍的一个使用的一个材料。
And this is what we want to encourage our brothers and sisters to focus on devotion, spiritual training during this season of Lent.
另外，我相信大家都已经知道了，在新州幼儿园这边呢，需要一些的义工呢，来去在四点半到五点呢，可以来这里来讲这个故事或者唱歌。
So again, I think most of us are familiar with this CK preschool. We are hoping for more coworkers to come and read and play games, sing with kids from 4:30 to 5 p.m. daily.
如果说你有这个时间上的这空档的时间，欢迎你呢来到我们这边 CKP School 呢来去帮忙我们。
And then if you have time to spare, especially this, during this time slot, we strongly encourage you to come and spend some time with the kids at CK Preschool.
如果说你有更多细节想要多知道呢，你可以联络我们的教牧，是说特别是国成牧师。
Again, if you have any detailed or particular questions, please feel free to reach out to the pastoral team, to Reverend Enoch, as well.
And then on March 28th,
we'll have our Monday Thursday service.
欢迎弟兄姐妹能够抽空，然后安排时间来参加这个崇拜。
And then we indeed hope that our brothers and sisters put this on your calendar and to come worship with us that Thursday evening.
3月28号。
And March 28th, please mark that on the calendar.
然后另外呢，在3月31号呢，我们就有复活节的联合崇拜。
And then on March 31st, we have the Easter combined service.
而且在这个复活节崇拜里面呢，我们感恩的也有弟兄姐妹来接受这个洗礼。
And we are indeed very thankful that we have a few brothers and sisters who will be baptized on that Sunday.
当天呢，我们有幼儿洗，我们有监洗礼，我们有成人洗，也有转会。
And then we have infant baptism, confirmation, adult baptism, as well as church membership transfers that Sunday.
我很感恩的就是看到弟兄姐妹，你们都很热情的去接待，或者说来去帮助这些来到我们当中的教会的弟兄姐妹。
And we are indeed very thankful for the brothers and sisters who have been very passionate in terms of supporting and guiding those who are new amongst us.
让他们能够感受到你们的那种关怀，你们的那种接待，使他们愿意说来去做这个洗礼转会。
And that I think they were touched by the care and concern shown by our brothers and sisters. They were willing to take the next step to be baptized, as well as transfer their membership to our church.
还有当中我们也知道很多年轻人也会在考虑说要不要做监信礼。
And then I think there are many young people amongst us who are considering whether they want to go through confirmation.
我鼓励在座的年轻人，如果你们要决定监信你的，请你们可以联络我们的教牧或者是我们的长职。
And again, certainly for those young people amongst us, if you're considering confirmation, please reach out to the pastoral team or to our session members.
接下来另外一个就是我们的Eric 在这边吗？对呀。Yeah.他有一项要跟大家报告的事项。
So Eric will make this announcement for us.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. So I think last week you all heard probably Reverend Enoch talk about this event that Connections and also JYA is doing on the Good Friday itself. So I think last week the announcement was that for the apparel donation drive, we are actually collecting the clothes at the area at the second floor beside the lift. But after discussion with some of the administrative and logistics, we decided that actually it's better for us to put it beside the vending machine at the second floor. And I'm very thankful this morning when I came to church, I saw already some donation there. And today we will actually also, we will find time to also move it up to the 7th floor. Actually, you can either do it at the 7th floor, 0720, or directly at the 2nd floor, which we will then move it up to the 7th floor. So yeah, just a little amendment about that. And for all the members of the Connections and the JYA, we highly encourage you all to sign up for this meaningful event on Good Friday, and we hope to see you there. Thank you.
谢谢 Eric 的报告。我们这时候我们就平安默祷散会。I should come to him, Father.